Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hi, friends. It's Nicole.
And Sashir here. We hope you're enjoying your holiday season.
This week, we're taking some time off. So we're sharing one of our favorite episodes where we recorded live from the Netflix is a Joke Festival last year.
It was so much fun. We discussed the size of pyramids, how I met Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, and if Nicole got power hungry on the set of Nailed It.
We hope you enjoy it.
Yes, I know how luxurious.
We've never had a couch before for one of our shows.
Oh my God.
Really stretch out.
This is nice.
This is cushy.
I will say, this cushion's a little thin.
It's a bit. I do feel the wood underneath it. Yeah.
It feels very woody.
Woody. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you so much for coming.
Did you guys see the fire truck outside?
There was two.
There was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why there were so many firemen. I was just like, they were all on that one truck, and it turns out, no.
Yeah. No, it was two. And a ladder was extended.
I saw that, and I walked under it. And one of
them
was
like, bad luck.
Oh, fuck.
Walking under a ladder is bad luck.
I thought that was just like in your house.
I guess I never heard specifically where the ladder had to be. I just thought it was any ladder you walk under is bad luck.
Kimmy, can you? Thank you. I don't want bad luck.
I don't want you to have bad luck.
Then take it back.
That, you know what? It is. It wasn't in your house, so it's fine.
Thank you.
It was one of those outdoor ladders, so it's no rules.
I just like, I don't know, like, why is it bad luck to step under a ladder anyway?
Well, why is it bad luck to like step on a crack?
Because you'll break your mama's back.
Right, but that's like one of those things that they say, I think. There actually might be a story behind it.
But that one rhymes.
Oh yeah, I guess I never heard a rhyme for the ladder.
Yeah.
Step under a ladder, it gets badder. You'll burst your bladder.
Oh my God, this is huge. I'm like in the computer. Walking under a ladder is considered as bad luck. This superstition is 5,000 years old.
Started in Egypt.
Oh no.
When a ladder leaning on a wall, it creates a triangle or a pyramid shape, which is a sacred sign in Egypt. So Egyptians considered walking under the pyramid as bad luck. Whoa.
Fuck. Am I like cursed now? Because that was like the size of a real pyramid, I think.
It
was,
I don't know. I think pyramids are a little bit bigger.
You think? Have you been?
I haven't been, but I'm guessing.
Has anyone been to a pyramid?
A couple hands.
Okay, you're close. I can. How big are they?
They're bigger than this. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
That's all we need to know.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to know. They're bigger than this theater.
Do we need to explain what this is?
Oh, this is a live...
What is...
This is a live recording of our podcast.
Yes, from sunny downtown.
From what? Sunny downtown LA?
Yes. From beautiful downtown LA. At the Regent Theater.
Yeah, this is for the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Which is why we have a couch and a huge screen.
If the screen is too big.
No, it's good.
You think it's good?
I mean, I can see more of it.
Oh, I can see a lot of it. Yeah. Oh, we're there. Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
I don't know. I feel like I'm in the TV or in the computer, and I don't like that. Which is
sometimes
ironic.
Sometimes you are in the TV or the computer.
I know. That's why it's so ironic.
Y'all.
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 Y'all. I don't know. And then this couch, I don't know. Is this like a Netflix branded couch?
It matches all the red.
It does match all the red. I got to go on a Netflix jet once.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh, yeah, you were with me.
Sitting right next to you, yes.
I truly was like, when and why did you tell me? Today I woke up, I opened Instagram. Sasheer was in a picture with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda and Kelly Clarkson. And I went, oh my God, does Sasheer know she met, like she has a picture with these people? And then I was like, wait, are these her new friends and she didn't tell me? And then I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, oh, she posted it. So then I called her. And I was like, I went through so many emotions. Boy, oh boy, whenever I think you're creeping behind me, you're not.
Yeah, I wasn't gathering new friends. In fact, all I did was talk about you.
Okay, that brings me joy. Thank you. What did you say?
I did the Kelly Clarkson show. It came out today. And thank you so much. That was my first time. And Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda were on talking about Grace and Frankie. Yeah. Ooh. And they were talking about the...
One person likes Grace and Frankie.
A lot.
Wow.
And they were talking about their friendship that has spanned over decades and their whole career. And it was really nice and cool to listen to. And then I got there and we kept talking about friendship. And Kelly was like, do you have any friends in the biz? And I was like, my best friend, Nicole! And I was talking about how we met through comedy and how we just really enjoy working together and writing together. And I looked at Jane and Lily and I was like, I hope that we have a everlasting relationship, working and friendship, as long as you guys do.
That's so nice. Yeah. Why wasn't I invited to the taping?
You were actually invited to the next taping I was on because of that. Because I was talking about you and hot dogs. We also talked about hot dogs. So they were like, we gotta have you back. So they built a whole other episode based on my interview. And so then they brought you on, another set of best friends, Kelly and her best friend. And we all made hot dogs together.
Yes, I do remember that. That hasn't aired yet, right?
No, not yet.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Kelly was like, Sasheer likes hot dogs. And I was like, so now we're all gonna make hot dogs for Sasheer?
I mean, I did enjoy it.
You were the happiest one on stage. And everyone was like, bite in. And everyone was like, mmm. And you were like, and then backstage, someone tried to take your hot dog. And you got really upset.
I just didn't know what they were going to do with it. I wasn't
hold
done.
It. They said they would hold it. And you looked at that person like they were going to murder your mother. You were so mad at the thought of giving up your dog.
Yeah. I also asked for mine to be bacon wrapped in advance.
It was so wild. You were the only one with a bacon wrapped hot dog.
They said, what do you want on it? I was like, can you wrap it in bacon? And they're like, yeah, we can. And I was like, well, that's what I want.
I was just like, give me a hot dog and I'll slam it.
I will say, we've talked about this on the podcast before. I have now in my age, have been getting migraines. And I looked up like what to avoid migraines. Mm-hmm. And hot dogs was on the top of the list.
Mm-hmm. It's sad.
And I will say, since I have decreased my hot dog intake, I have not had any migraines.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to stop you right there. It is not on you to eat less hot dogs. It is on science to catch up.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Science needs to fucking figure out how my friend could continue to eat hot dogs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. They figure out how to take gluten out of stuff.
Yes.
They take whatever the migraine thing is out of there.
Yes, take the headaches out of the hot dogs.
Yes.
Let's write a letter to Bill Gates. He's fixing shit.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Isn't he?
He must be.
He has so much money.
He has so much money.
And he's not buying Twitter or nothing. Like, so he's using it for something good?
I would hope so.
I don't know. Imagine having that much money. Sashir, imagine you have that much money.
Okay.
What would you do? Tomorrow you wake up and you're like, Bill Gates fucking rich. What would you do?
I would maybe... Oh, it's so hard because there's like so many things to like take care of.
Oh.
Like in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess for myself too. It's like, I don't know. Like, do I want to help someone in my family? Do I want to help my community? Do I want to help, I don't know, wow. Science?
I can't believe that's where your mind went.
Wait, where was your mind going?
I was like, I'm going to hire 6 muscly men to just be in my home.
Are they doing anything in your home? They're just in your home.
We'll have that conversation later.
First, you just got to get them there.
Yeah, I just got to get them there, and then they'll, like, clean up for me and stuff.
Whoa.
That's my first, like,
damn,
order of business.
Okay.
Second order of business, I'm going to get all the cars that I want.
You do want so many cars.
I know. And then third order of business, I guess, yeah, then I'll be like, hey, world, what's up?
Yeah.
Like, and the hunger in places.
And the hunger. That's, I think that's, isn't that what Elon Musk, he like asked the UN? Yeah, he was like, what do I need to do? How much would it cost to like end world hunger or something? Uh-huh. And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to buy Twitter instead.
What a funny prank though. To be like, I'm going to end world hunger.
Yeah.
And everyone gets really excited. And he was like, just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy something fully not tangible.
I'm going to buy something that actually empties people. Actually takes away from you.
I like Twitter. That's how I get my news.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's correct.
It's a roll of the dice. Sometimes it's correct, yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes I'll say something to somebody and they're like, no, Nicole. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay. You got me.
Thank you so much. Sorry about it.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to stay abreast.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also have the news app on your phone. So this is the app that's for the news.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It just says news.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever opened that.
Well, there's the news there.
Interesting. Here's something I learned recently. I don't have to use a period tracker that I pay for. My phone will track it for me for free.
Yeah.
So why are there apps that you have to pay for if your phone does it for free?
Because they do other stuff. I was using the phone tracker that was just already there, which was fine. But then now I'm paying for one, and it just, it like predicts it a little better.
Oh.
And there's more categories, like how you feel.
Oh.
Do you have acne? Are you bloated? What did you eat? Are you horny? Like all these different specifications.
And like, you go, oh, I'm horny. Like my second day of the period. You tell your phone you're horny.
I tell this app that I'm horny, yeah.
I'm sure my phone is like, we got it.
Just like, Monday, horny. Tuesday, it. Horny.
You're horny every fucking day.
Yeah.
I am horny every fucking day. And last night I was on Pornhub.com. Ever heard of it?
No, I'm a good Christian girl.
Well, that's where all the porn lies.
Okay.
And I found this like really hot couple.
Yeah.
And then I just like fell into a hole and was just like just watching them have sex all night.
Oh, they have like multiple videos.
Oh, they have so many.
Nice.
And he has ex-girlfriend videos. So I've got to see the evolution of how he fucks and his relationship.
So he's the main character.
He is the main character, which is what disappointing.
Yeah.
But you can see that there's a lot more love happening currently.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, it is really nice. Like, the older videos, you're just like, you're just fucking. And, like, there's no love behind the thrusting. And then later videos, you're like, wow, they're really in sync.
That's sweet. Did the production quality improve over time?
Sure didn't. Got worse. The last video I watched, they had set an iPhone up, I think, on a pillow, and like mid thrust, it fell over on the covers. And then he was like, and then it they popped it back up. And then they both like looked in the camera and then like looked into each other's eyes. And then they were like, and then they started again.
Oh, I don't want anyone to look at the camera. Oh my God.
I think they were trying to make sure that like I wasn't mad and like I
They're like, are you okay? Sorry. Please keep watching.
I think they were checking in with me.
It's like porn office style. Like a Mike Schur show. They're just like,
they occasionally look at the camera like, can you get a load of this?
I would watch it because, as you know, I started watching The Office.
Yeah, you love The Office.
You guys, I don't know if you've heard, but The Office is great. And I think Steve Carell, there's something about him.
He's got a bright future ahead of him.
He really does.
Yeah.
Are there any office heads here? How dumb. But like, what season did you fall off?
Season 8.
Two? Who said two? Who? What the fuck?
They weren't into it.
What do you mean two?
They weren't into it.
Okay, why? Why two?
It didn't stick.
Okay, fair. Fair. So you... Okay.
Yeah.
I think... Watch the last two episodes of season two. It's already kind of set up. And then season three is really fun. And I really like season four. And season five, boy. Okay, and then I stopped at season six because I feel like it lost a little bit of what I liked about it.
Which was?
I can't articulate it.
Okay. How many seasons are there?
Nine. There's nine? Wow, they all got paid.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking seasons.
Yeah.
One could only hope.
Mm-hmm.
I would do 9 seasons of a television series.
Yeah.
Who do we talk to? I mean, we're doing Netflix as a joke, so...
Hello.
Is he here? Mr. Netflix!
Mr. Netflix! Yeah. One day.
One day. Someone said, Nailed It, I heard you.
Yeah, how many? Yeah, there's been a bunch of seasons of Nailed It already.
I think 7.
You're pretty close to 9.
Oh my God! I hope we make it to 9. It's a fun show to do. I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Y'all watch it? They're good.
I did an episode.
You did.
Finally.
I know. Well, they had asked you and then you were unavailable. Wow.
Sorry, she's busy.
She's too busy.
And then you were available, and it was delightful.
It was so delightful.
It was so funny. At one point, Jacques was like, I'm just going to be quiet. The two of you have such a rapport. And I did, like, feel bad, but I was just like, ding, 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 my friend is here. I felt like it was like, bring your mom to school. Is that a thing? No. Bring your mom to work? No, wait.
Usually it's like, bring your kid to work.
I just want to bring my mom somewhere. I felt like it was like, bring your kid to work.
Yeah.
Not that I'm your mom. Maybe I want to be a mom. I don't know. But I was like, this is my friend. Say hello to her.
I mean, I did feel like your kid because I was like, what else is going on? You're like showing me around, introducing me to people. And you were just like the queen of the castle.
Yeah, it's my castle. Mm-hmm. Everyone's so nice to me.
Yeah.
I demand things and they bring it. not all the time. I asked Wes for a lasagna once, and that was not delivered.
Damn, I'm sorry.
I also asked for a cake from the Madonna Inn, which is in San Oopsie Loopsie, which is 3 hours away. And I argued with Wes and the producers for like 15 minutes. I was like, just have a TaskRabbit drive in an hour and a half. I have a PA drive in an hour and a half. Meet in the middle and bring me my fucking cake. And they were like, we're making a television show, Nicole. I don't know. I really wanted that cake.
You're drunk with power.
Do you think?
I mean, it's a funny thing to request, but ridiculous to expect.
Really?
Yeah.
But I want the cake.
But it is not adding to the actual show in
yes,
any way.
Yes, it is.
How?
I go, 3 hours later, here's my cake. And then everyone gets to watch me eat it. I guess it is drunk with power.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I came up with, like, a good way to get it.
Okay.
And I feel like that was negated. Like, that wasn't honored.
It was good for you, but there's a whole team of people trying to produce a television show, and they don't have time to figure out how to get you a cake from 3 hours away, especially when they're feeding you cake all day.
It's not good cake.
No. Compared to the Madonna in cake, it's
yeah,
not the
it's
same.
It's very bad. Have you guys had Madonna in cake? Oh my God, it's so fucking good. It's the pink champagne cake. Oh my God. I could come right now. I think it's so delicious. And I don't want to drive the 3 hours to get it.
Yeah. I thought it was...
I swear to God. If you say it's not delicious, I don't know. I'll hurt you.
I would never hurt you.
Well, you didn't get the pink champagne cake.
I tried it. And I thought it was fine. I didn't think it was a 3 hour journey good.
Okay, so what do you think is 3 hour journey good?
I don't know if I would travel that far for food. There's food around me.
I once waited 3 hours for fried chicken, and it was the most delicious fried chicken I've ever had. I love the journey of getting food.
Yeah.
I don't want it if it's easy. Don't just put it on a plate for me. Let me hunt for it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess I can't really think when I'm hungry. So I just need it to be done. I don't.
There's like nothing food wise that you would like murder someone for or like push someone out of the way.
What was that? A big red hot dog. I mean, I just know that I can find an option closer. Or, like, I don't have to kill for it. I waited in line for 2 hours for a pizza. And again...
Okay.
It was okay.
All right, it's the end of times.
End of times.
It's a zombie fucking apocalypse.
Okay.
A zombie's coming at you with a hot dog. There's no more hot dogs left here. This is the last hot dog on fucking Earth. Would you murder the zombie for the hot dog?
I think I would murder the zombie to get the zombie out of the picture. I think I just don't want the zombie to be here.
Okay, that was a bad one. Okay, it's the end of times.
Okay, we're back at the end of times.
It's the end of times.
Yes.
Everything is bad and like dusty and everyone's dead and shit.
Sure.
And it's like me, you, a couple other like of our babes, and we... We get like a phone call. We're like, oh my God, our phones work again. And it's this mysterious voice that's like, okay, you have to travel for 16 hours to get the last hot dog. Do you want it? Are we gonna go on a road trip or not?
Do we have food?
No.
Well then yeah, we have to go get it. Of course we have to get it.
So what you're saying is, you would travel 16 hours for a hot dog. Thank you. I rest my case, Your Honor.
But with those parameters.
All right.
Yeah, I would travel 16 hours for a hot dog.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Should we take a quiz? Is it that time?
Is it that time to take a quiz?
I mean, it can be that time. Would you like to take a quiz?
I think you would like to take a quiz.
I'd like to take a quiz, yeah.
Let's quaz it up.
Yeah.
I have one especially for you, Nicole.
Ooh.
Oh, my word.
What bird would you be in another life? Absolutely.
If I don't get duck, I'll die. I would like that one, please. Thank you. I really will die if I don't get a duck.
Quizyourfriends.com. I've never heard of this one. It's great.
Maybe they're trying to defund BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you travel with?
Myself.
A pair.
A small group.
A flock.
Parenthesis loads. Loads.
I don't. A pair. I usually travel with you.
Agreed. Yeah.
But I'm thinking I should say... No, a pair. Yes, that's true.
Wait, what were you going to say?
I was going to say flock because that's bird language. But it's going to say, I'm going to be a bird regardless.
Yeah, you have to. That's the conceit of the whole quiz.
I got worried that I wasn't going to be a bird.
They're like, you're just you, not a bird.
Be so sad. Okay.
So you as well, Sashir?
Yes. Also a pair. Which stat do you value the most?
Skill.
Speed or agility?
Beauty.
Speed or distance?
Strength. Well, I do like Sonic. And he can go the distance. So I'm gonna say speed, distance. That's a weird way to do that. Wait, what do I admire? Skill.
Oh, wait. So not speed.
Well, I decided to not like go with Sonic logic and go with like human logic.
But this is also about birds.
Okay, great. Speed, distance.
I think I like agility.
Oh. Okay, here's the thing. I don't think I know what agility means. Does it mean like moving fast without knocking shit over?
I think so. Like being agile, maybe like being able to...
You can't use the word in the definition.
Like bobbing and weaving, not hitting trees. Oh my God. I told you this. A bird hit my window.
in my house, I just heard a thud, and then it looked like a cartoon. It was just like a splatter of feathers. But I think they're okay. I didn't see a carcass or anything.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I have birds who live at my house.
Mm-hmm.
They found these buckets, and they live in the buckets. And a baby bird hatched today.
Oh.
And they left the fucking eggshell on the ground. I was like, you live here too. Fucking clean up. How do you travel?
Clumsily.
Perfectly.
Quickly.
Marathon.
I don't.
I mean, I fall down a lot. So I guess I would say clumsily. I really do fall down.
I would agree with clumsily, yeah.
I fell today. I got twisted up in my blanket and I fell right down.
When was this?
This was today. I was sitting on my couch. I was playing on my phone. I was like, I gotta get up. And then I don't know how, but the blankets were twisted at my feet and I fell forward and I fell all the way down.
Yeah.
And then Clyde stared at me.
Damn. You fell in front of me at a show recently. We were in a bar and she was walking down the hallway and your purse hit a wall that was already there.
My body hit the wall.
Your body hit the wall. And then you just went all the way down to the floor.
It took me out.
It really did.
There's like a sweet spot between my butt and my mid-back where if you hit it, I go down.
It's like your Achilles heel, your Achilles back.
I think, oh. I fell right down.
You're already
in front of all these people. I have fallen out of chairs.
Yeah,
you've seen that.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, boy. I'm always
on
the ground.
How do I travel? I travel...
perfectly.
I don't think that's true.
I think you travel rather quickly. Sometimes your little feet are going.
I guess quickly, yeah. And I like short trips. What is your favorite season?
Autumn.
Summer.
Winter.
Spring.
I want to say summer because, like, sun's out, buns out.
Right.
Fucking, we're at the beach.
Yeah.
But, like, it's too hot.
Yeah.
Winter, too cold.
Okay.
Autumn, too many leaves.
Sure.
Sometimes you trip on the leaves and fall down.
Oh.
Or, like, slip on them or whatever.
Because they're slippery, yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm going to say spring because I don't really fall down in the spring.
This is all just based on what's going to make you fall down. I will say autumn. I like fall. It's pretty. I like when the leaves turn.
I don't think I knew this about you. Is autumn your favorite season?
Yeah, it is.
What's your favorite month?
Ooh, wow. I don't know if I thought about that.
Okay, so you have September.
Sure.
October.
Uh-huh.
And part of November.
Yeah. I do like August. Is that fall or
August?
Is it summer?
No.
Is that fall or?
August is summer.
Really? The beginning? Is it the whole month is summer or just like the beginning of summer?
The whole month is summer. Because children aren't in school in August. They go back in the fall. Autumn.
I thought I went back to school in August.
You did?
That's what I thought I did.
I went back to school in September. Oh no, is New Jersey failing us? Oh, okay.
September. Okay.
So I was right.
You were right.
September 22nd. That's late.
That's pretty late.
So September 1st through the 20th, 21st, that's summer? That's
wow.
Sick.
That is sick. So when does winter start?
When does winter start?
What is it?
How do people just know when winter starts?
Oh.
It's your favorite day to do shrooms? December 21st?
On the equinox. Whoa.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea.
Seems random.
No, it's very planned, actually. It's very precise.
I guess you're right. Why that day?
Oh. Okay. Okay, so if you didn't hear... she does mushrooms on the summer equinox and the winter equinox. We all do? I mean, I will
now. Yeah. And then they do a vegan detox. A lot of preparation. I just eat drugs. I don't ever prep. Someone goes, you want it? And I go,
yeah. Yeah, I don't think about it beforehand.
Maybe we should empty ourselves.
Get the toxins out?
Yeah, before we fill ourselves with other toxins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, thank you. What's your favorite color?
White.
Blue.
Green.
Brown.
Red.
Rainbow.
Gray. Yours is not up here.
No, it's not.
Yours is purple.
Yes. Mm. Yours is up here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one is it?
I'm just waiting on you to answer. Okay, well, I know it's not white.
Okay.
I know it's not blue.
Okay.
I know it's not rainbow.
Right.
And I know it's not gray.
Okay.
It could be red because I think you like burgundies.
I do like burgundies.
And it could be brown because you do like a burnt sienna.
Yes.
And it could be green because you like sage.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say red is your favorite color. No, I'm wrong. Oh, no. How do I not know this? I'm devastated. Yeah. It's not green. No, it's brown. We're brown people. No, it's not brown. It's not brown. It's red. You love red. Red is your favorite color. You're wearing it currently. It's red. What's your favorite color? We've been through this. Oh, no. I don't know you.
No, it's okay. I kind of don't really have a favorite color.
Thank God.
I like gold.
Yes.
But I think,
and that's not up
and
here.
And that's not there. Okay. And I enjoy wearing orange.
Yes.
Which is also not up there.
Okay. So it's not there.
But
I was wrong.
Maybe I'll say red. It's close to orange.
Okay.
Yeah. So you were right.
Yes, thank you. I needed that. And I'm going to say rainbow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's calculated!
Give me a duck!
This is Sashir.
Oh, I'm a bald eagle. I am bald!
You are bald! Wow!
Strong, fast, and the king of birds. You are not someone to mess with.
Yes!
All right. I like that.
How American of you.
I love my country.
You're also a baldy.
This website is America propaganda. I am no...
Okay.
Also, it might be propaganda because I also got bald eagle when I took it.
Whoa. It's actually quiz your fox and friends.
Beep, bop, boop, boop. There we go.
Yay, there we go.
I'm devastated. I don't want to be a bald eagle.
I'm sorry you're not a duck.
Thank you for understanding.
Yeah.
I was, like, really excited about it.
I know.
Just a cute little duck. Yeah, I was trying to figure out if I could own a duck. And you can own a duck, but they like living in pairs and they shit every 15 minutes. And I don't have that stamina.
Yeah.
To, like, chase a duck around, scoop and shit.
And they can't, like, go in a litter box.
From what I've read, no.
Damn.
And you have to, like, just let them shit.
Oh,
and you can't
that.
Put a diaper on. I Googled, and it was like, I wouldn't. And I was like, but like, what if I did? What if I got like cute little disposable diapers for my duck?
What did they say why they wouldn't put a diaper on a duck?
It was like something like, that's just not how they live, and it's inhumane, and they like being outside, and it's like, don't do that. It's just wrong, you know?
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like the whole internet, all of Google was like really adamantly against me getting a duck.
Get a duck.
Oh, wait. You can. So, okay, 7 people have said you could do it. I would like to see the video.
There's a how to diaper a duck instructional video from Tyrant Farms.
What is Tyrant Farms? I just like, I would feel bad if my duck was like mad at me, you know? Like my duck was like, you ripped me away from my home.
Yeah.
I was like chilling and you fucking swaddled me up in a diaper to like live inside your house.
Yeah.
That would make me sad.
I tried to, I guess, have a duck when I was little. There was a duck's nest on this median in my cul-de-sac and there was a bunch of eggs there, but no mama duck. And a bunch of kids on my street, we saw, I can't remember how old I was, but maybe seven, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, we'll take care of these eggs. And we each took an egg and took it home. And I like wrapped it in a sweater and put it under my bed. And I was like, I'm going to raise a duck. And then my mom found the sweater and was like, what is this egg doing here? And I was like, oh, a duck. This will be a duck one day. And she's like, no, I won't. This duck is dead. Like, we don't have enough warmth to incubate it. And then I was like, well, we can put it back on the nest. And she's like, no, because your human hands touched it. The mama duck's going to smell it. It's never going to come back to the nest.
Your mother told you that as a child?
She did. She looked me in the eye and said, you killed a duck.
I love your mother. She sugarcoats nothing.
Not a thing.
That's wild. I would never tell a child that. I'd be like, maybe not this duck, maybe the next time around.
Yeah.
And then I guess throw away the egg. Wait, did you crack it? Did you see if there's any yolks? Wait, do ducks have yolks? Do we eat duck yolk?
We
eat duck yolk?
We can.
You can?
In what context?
I don't know. How come everyone knows when fucking winter happens and that you can eat duck yolk?
We have a really smart audience.
I've never fucking had scrambled duck. I've never been to brunch and like on the menu was scrambled duck.
Oh, I guess it comes like that. What is that? Poached duck? A poached duck egg?
Interesting.
A salted duck egg.
I would not taste it, I don't think. But maybe I would. Ooh, this is diapering a duck?
Yes.
I would like to see how to diaper a duck, please. Oh my God, look at the duck. Oh my God, it's got suspenders! Oh my God, that duck is trying to escape.
The duck does not want to put a diaper on. Oh no.
It sure doesn't.
Oh, they're clamping this duck down.
Oh my. Oh wait, maybe that duck's trying to get into the harness.
He can't wait to get in the harness.
That duck is like, you better give me my fucking diaper so I can take a shit.
Interesting.
Oh my God, the way she's holding this duck's neck!
She choked the duck, put this harness around its neck, wrapping it under its belly / hole, I guess. And that's
his hole!
There's a hole down there.
This is a lot. I think this duck has trauma.
Oh, and it's going over the tail part.
Okay.
This doesn't look like it fits. Snapping
it.
And
then they snap it on. I don't know about this.
Oh, this duck looks so uncomfortable.
And now they're massaging the butt part.
Oh no,
this duck hates it. Okay, Kimmy, that's enough.
Yeah, actually.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
That's inhumane. Google was right. I can't have a duck.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Wait, Sashir,
mm-hmm.
Should we solve the problem? Did you get an eyebrow pencil?
I have used an eyebrow pencil, yeah.
Did you use one today?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Does it look good?
They look great.
Thank you.
They're like thick, full, fierce, snatched. You look good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I got some glitter on my eyelids, too.
I know. I meant to comment on that earlier. I really like it.
Thanks.
It's really cute. What brand eyebrow pencil are you using?
I can't remember. You know, I just get stuff for free, and I'm just like, thank you. I don't really know how to shop for makeup, but like, if I finish a show, they'll be like, we're either going to throw this away because we used it on your face, or you can take it, and I'll just take it.
Well, it's good.
Thanks.
I really like it.
Thank you.
Mm.
But you just got a new eyebrow pencil, right?
That
you
love. I did, and I really had to rush through it, so they're not as nice as I'd like them to be. Okay, you guys. So Gucci, if you have the money, has a wonderful makeup line. They have, if you have like combination skin, the foundation is really good.
Uh-huh.
And the eyebrow pencil is like butter.
Ooh.
It fucking like glides over your fucking head and it's great. I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't say enough. The lipsticks, don't like.
Oh, okay.
Don't like. They're not good.
But they have other good stuff.
Yeah, so many other good stuff. It's as if Gucci's doing ads on this podcast and
they're really
not.
Are not.
And they won't
will.
Give me anything for free. I've asked.
Oh, like, the Lip Bar has a really good eye pencil.
Who?
The Lip Bar.
Who's that?
They are a makeup company.
Mm. Oh, wait. I think I know them. They're in Target. And it's black owned. It's like two black women. And they went on Shark Tank.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Shark Tank was like, no. And they're like, we'll get you. And then they like sold their shit in Target.
Yeah.
Mm, I know the whole story.
You were like, who are they? And then told me more than I knew. So you do know.
Yeah, I do, I guess. It just all came to me. It like rushed to my brain. Okay, should we do another quiz or help people?
Help people.
Okay, let's help people.
Whoa.
Coworkers and threesomes. Hi, lovelies. So a month or so ago, one of my friends, let's call him Greg, came by to, oh my God, came, can you read?
My, yeah. So a month ago or so, one of my friends, let's call him Greg, came by my work to hang out. Long story short, he ended up hooking up with my coworker, Gina, that night. And I was like, hell yeah, go for it. And happy for both of them. A week or so later, I'm hanging out with Greg and some other friends. And at the end of the night, it's only me, Greg, and my friend Julia who are left. One thing leads to another, and the three of us have drunk, fun sex.
Ooh.
It was my first ever threesome. I always wondered how those happen.
I don't think I want it to happen again. It just felt like a fun night between friends. And the next day, we were all chill friends again. I thought about telling my coworker Gina about this, but then I felt weird about it because that would maybe make it feel like a bigger deal than it is. So she was talking to me about maybe hitting him up again, and I felt weird not saying anything, but I also feel weird about telling her. And then I thought if I do tell her, I kind of want her to know that it was a threesome because that seems like less of a big deal. I don't know. What would you do? We'd totally love answers from all four of you.
Interesting.
Interesting. Falling into a threesome and then being like, never again.
Sometimes it happens where you try something and you're like, glad I tried it. I don't need more of that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what I've tried and I said never again.
You just like it all.
Yeah, I mean, sexually, sure. But I was thinking other things. Like,
oh, just in life.
I don't like pickled things. But
okay.
But I guess we are talking about sex.
Yeah.
I don't love a hand job. Like, what are we doing? Like, I'm just like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like looking longingly in your eyes being like, are my hands soft?
Yeah, okay. I don't know if I want to say mine.
Oh my goodness, save it for later and tell me. Okay, let's see, you do a threesome, you don't want to do it again. I think you can say, oh, I don't know. Let's like, if it happens, it happens. Let's not like set up another one.
No, I think the question was.
Oh, did I fuck it up?
No, I think the writer's asking, should they tell their coworker that they had a threesome with a person she had sex with, who is her friend?
I was really stuck on the I don't want to do it again.
No, that was just a small part of it. Okay. I think they just want to know, like, because Gina wants to see Greg again. And Greg is the writer's friend.
Okay.
And I guess wants to be like, should I say, oh, by the way, we had sex?
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. It's not necessary.
You never have to disclose that you fucked anybody.
Yeah.
I have fucked so many people that you have fucked. I'm kidding. I haven't.
Wait, what?
So many fucking people. You fuck them on Tuesdays and I fuck them on Wednesdays.
Wait, have we ever fucked the same person?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Wait. No.
No.
No. No. I just shared a hotel room with someone you fucked, but we didn't fuck.
Okay.
He just kept me up with his snoring. It was really awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like 100% sure we're not. Is it? Oh, I think we say snow sisters now.
Wait, what were you guys
Eskimo
saying?
Eskimo sisters.
Oh.
But then I said that on my podcast, and you better believe people on Twitter were like, ah! It's snow sisters now! And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. So now I will never forget.
Snow Sisters.
But it's Snow Sisters and not the other one.
Got it. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. We're a different kind of sister.
Soul sister?
What? I just said it because, like, we're, like, really close. Yeah. But then after, I was like, oh, that is weird to be like, we're black sisters.
Or, we're sisters with an A at the end. We did, you said, made this term up. We tandem fucked, where we fucked at the same time, but different places.
Yeah, different people, different places. Is that something I made up?
I've only heard you say it.
Has anyone else heard that term?
Yeah.
Okay, so I definitely made that up.
I think you did, yeah.
And I remember I said it like it was a thing. I was like, ooh, we tandem fucked. And you were like, what?
Yeah, I was like, I never heard of it. But cool.
Fucking at the same time, just in different locations. I think we've tandem fucked a lot.
Yeah? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you leave the bar with somebody and then you're like, see ya. It's not like we're reading books.
No, we're fucking. All right, let's do another question.
Yeah.
Here's a voicemail.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Good morning, Nicole. Good morning, Fashir. Good morning, Kimmy. Good morning, Jordan. My name is Rebel. I am a first-time listener, long-time caller, and I have a question about best friends, acquaintances, and magic mushrooms. You see, my best friend, let's call him Ross, because that's his name, he is having a birthday very soon, and I decided to message him and ask, do you want to partake in some mushrooms to celebrate? We've smoked marijuana before for several years, so this seemed like something that would be okay, but he kind of just, he didn't give me any kind of response. He just ignored my message, so I took that as a, no, he doesn't want to partake, and that's totally fine. But his roommate, who has the exact same birthday, so they're going to be celebrating together. I am acquaintances with the roommate, don't know them very well, but I did message the roommate and say, do you want to partake in the magic mushrooms? And they were like, yes, I'm in. Let's do this. Hallelujah. Slay the house down boots. So I'm just kind of in my head of like, is that a dickish thing of like, well, my best friend doesn't want to do this for his birthday, but his roommate is okay. Like, I got a negative answer from my best friend, so I went around him to his roommate and asked. I don't know. I feel kind of confused and unsure, really. So if you ladies have any advice, thoughts, or opinions, or any advice for first-time mushroom takers, I would love to hear it. Thank you, ladies, so much for everything you do for this podcast. So entertaining. Have a good night.
So if that was unclear, because it's hard to hear them sometimes, Our caller has a best friend. He asked him if he wanted to do mushrooms for his birthday. Best friend didn't respond to the text. Our caller then texted the best friend's roommate, who he is just acquaintances with. And the roommate said, yes, please. And now our caller feels awkward and doesn't know what to do.
Is it the caller's birthday as well? Or was it the best friend and the roommate?
The best friend and the roommate are birthday twins, though it sounds like unrelated.
Okay. Not actual twins. Okay.
I wonder if it's like they're all going to the same party and they're going to be on mushrooms, or...
I guess...
Because that's fine.
That's fun?
That's fine, that's fine. Think. I think if it's like a group event...
I thought it was like a, we're taking a journey.
Oh.
I'm going to take you to the park or the woods or I don't know. Or maybe my house. I don't know. But... The mission is mushrooms.
Yes.
That is what we're doing. And it's our caller's first time or the friend's first time?
I believe it is the caller's first time, and it sounds like the best friend has also not partaken in mushrooms before. They've never done it together.
Interesting. I do think it's kind of a weird move to ask the roommate if you're not close with the roommate, if they're just an acquaintance.
I don't know. I mean... It sounds like the caller wants to do the drugs.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be for the birthday. It could be
like
they want to have this experience. It doesn't sound like the best friend wants to do that. They're allowed to say no. And they want a buddy on this journey, which they should have.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it alone on your first time. So I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with being like, yeah, this person's down. You want someone who's like down. Let's do it.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, if their friend doesn't want to fucking do them, find someone who wants to do mushrooms.
Yeah.
I guess I'm, like, really bumping against not wanting to do mushrooms, you know? Like, that, like, is a non-starter for me. I love mushrooms.
Some people get scared. They might be like, I don't know what I'm like on it, or...
Fun.
They don't know that yet.
I guess.
But maybe they... Someone shouted birthday. I think maybe it should... be rebranded. Maybe it shouldn't be. This is a birthday celebration.
Yes.
It should be like, I'm just going to try this.
Yes.
Your roommate is also going to try it with me. You're welcome to join.
Yeah, that sounds nice and reasonable.
But not like, I got these mushrooms
for your birthday. Yeah.
And you don't want it, so I'm doing it with your roommate.
Yeah. I think I had therapy today, and my therapist was like, it's all about framing.
Oh.
You have to frame things. And that's a good reframe.
Yeah.
So did you sit in on my session today? Were you on the Zoom?
I was just texting your therapist as you were talking to her. I was like, what are you guys talking about? Tell me.
But yeah, I think that's like a really good...
Yeah.
Yeah, just reframe that shit.
They also asked for advice for a first-time shroom taker. And I honestly want to just ask our friend in the front row.
Yeah.
Who's been giving us Equinox tips and cleansing tips. Do you mind? Getting on the mic? Yes, amazing. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Teresa.
Hi.
And I actually do have an opinion about this.
Okay.
I feel like shrooms are such an amazing tool, but I feel like you really have to cultivate how you're going to do them and who you're going to do them around, because they will take your brain to a different place. And if you're around people who you don't feel comfortable or safe with, it can really just fuck with your head and ruin it completely. So
yeah.
I would say definitely go back to your friend and say, hey, I want to have this experience. I would like to do it with you. Are you interested in this?
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of make sure that person is A-okayed it or not okayed it. Like, yes, maybe, but not on my birthday or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then if he still wants to do it, he can. But you have to like clear it with your friend first so you don't ruin that. Because the roommate, who the fuck are they? Like, they could be... gone in whoever long. He doesn't have a relationship, or they don't have a relationship with their best friend's roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are great points.
Yeah. And it's good to do it with someone you feel safe with. Because the first time I did shrooms, I did them with a bunch of girls, and one of the girls fell into the closet, and I thought the closet ate her. And I left her. And
you left her?
So I was not the safe person. And she came downstairs and was like, you let the closet eat me. And I was like, yeah, because I didn't know what to do. And she was like, you could have saved me from the closet eating me. And we had like an argument about how I let the closet eat her.
Damn.
So it's like, yeah, do mushrooms with someone who will save you from the closet.
Yeah, you have to.
Because it wasn't me at that time.
Yeah, and maybe if the best friend knows that my roommate and my best friend are doing it,
mm-hmm.
this is enough of a community that I feel safe.
I feel safe.
The first time I did mushrooms was with three people total, mm-hmm. and that felt good. I feel like one other person feels like a little too intense.
Mm-hmm.
For your first time?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've ever done it with one other person. Mostly it's been with a group, at least three.
I've done it, yeah, usually it's three people, but in the beginning of the pandemic, I did do it alone, and I did try to hug my trees, because it looked like they were trying to hug me, and I was like, I have to reciprocate. And I really wonder if, like, my neighbor saw that.
Hmm.
Like, saw me outside staring at my trees, being like, come here, big guy. I love mushrooms.
Yeah.
Okay, solved.
And I would say definitely settle the thing with the best friend before you do the mushrooms.
Yes.
Otherwise, that's all you're going to think about.
Yes, that's a good one. Solved.
Solved.
Do you guys want to do one more? Or do we want to do audience questions?
Ooh.
I think they're chomping at the bit.
They're chomping at the bit.
Questions.
Let's do some audience.
Do we have the audience mic out?
There. Mic is up.
Oh, hello again.
It's our Equinox friend.
I just have to say, you guys are amazing. I'm low-key, like, not crazy obsessed, but I love you guys.
Oh.
And
Thank you.
Sorry, but, like, in person, like, what the fuck? You guys are gorgeous.
I know, right?
I know. I'm like, Nicole, how the fuck are you so single? And it's Tashir, like, you came out with that bald head, and I was like, bitch! I'm so excited. So one of my best friends actually lives in Hong Kong, and I introduced her to the podcast, and that's one of the ways that we stay in contact is, like, we listen to it separately,
and then we talk
about it. And I told her that you guys were having a show tonight, and she's like, you have to go. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to, like, the microphone and shout her out. So Nikki in Hong Kong, I love you.
Oh, yay!
Fucking sweet.
That's so sweet.
And literally, that's it. All right, I'm gonna.
Oh, thank you.
That's so sweet. We love Nikki in Hong Kong.
Yeah. They tandem listen.
They listen to the podcast
in different places.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. I have a quick question. If you guys were to wake up in each other's bodies, what would be the first thing you guys would do?
I'd honk them titties. I've never had big ones, so it would be an experience.
Yeah. I would try on all your wigs.
Ooh.
And maybe I just, like, get on that pole.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. After I finish honking your titties,
uh-huh.
I'd probably put on some of your outfits, because I do love, you've, like, some really, really cute things, namely these acid wash jeans that I really, really like, and then these... they're like turquoise, purple, and blue pants with a pattern
mm-hmm.
that we got in Canada together.
Yes.
I love those pants. I'd slide them on my body and I'd go, and then I'd probably call your mom because I love her.
Oh boy.
And
she'd be like, what is this? Why are you calling me?
And I'd be like, just tell me a story. And then what would I do? I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I'd take your body to get a meal. Because you're always hungry, and, like, I know that I am you now, but, like, I want to honor that you like food.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know what else.
And then realized how insane that sounded. I'm going to take your body to go get food to honor that you like food. But I stand by it. I'd go get a hot dog.
Nice. Thank you for taking care of my body. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or maybe a chicken sandwich or something. No, chips. I'd go to the grocery store, I get some chips.
Yeah, yeah, I want chips. I don't know what else I would do with your body.
It's okay. No, it's fine. You just don't want to take me for a spin.
Well, I guess I would just go find me. I would find you.
That's so funny, it never occurred to me.
We would just go hang out. I don't think I would, like, be in your body for long without going to find you.
It would probably take me a couple of hours before I was like, oh, yeah, I should, like, find my body. and see if Sashir is in my body. I wouldn't be able to call because you have a lock on your phone. I should know the lock to your phone.
Oh, I'll tell you later.
In case this
Oh, great boy. Question.
That was a very good question. That was
thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was better than that question where that person was like, if there was juice to shears on a roof.
Oh,
yeah. I think about that a lot.
Yeah. It really stressed you out.
It really did. And sometimes I'll think about it right before bed and I'm like, oh my God.
It won't happen. You won't have to do that.
It might. Shit's getting wild.
It's true. Hi.
Hello.
Are you wearing a robe?
I am.
I love Ooh, this. Wait, is your body nice. Out?
Do what?
Is your body out?
No, I wore a tank top underneath.
Oh, it does look like your chest.
Body.
I'm just this pale.
I like it. This is a look.
Thank you very much. Speaking of looks, you looked amazing on season 14. You know the fit. And Sashir, you are my partner's favorite comedian. It's just your Instagram videos between our chat. So
thank
you both for being so lovely.
Thank you.
My question is, I have a very dear best friend, and you know how you only go to your best friend like with partner issues when like things are issues. You know, you need to talk to somebody, vent to somebody. The more he vents to me, the more I don't think I like the partner.
Ooh.
And they just moved in together.
Ooh.
What advice?
That's a little tough, but I do think you have to bear in mind that like the things they're complaining about is like them specific, mm-hmm. and it doesn't have truly anything to do with you. And it's a little amplified because they're together. But unless it's shit where it's like, it's bad and I'm not safe. Like, then it's like, yeah, you don't like them. That's bad. But I think if it's just like, I don't know, things that you're just like, oh, that sucks. I think it's just like, I have to remove myself from that because I'm not in the relationship and I'm just here to listen to venting. Am I right?
That sounds great. That was really good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you have to remember they're upset, and so they're just like complaining, but I'm sure there's good parts mm-hmm. of the relationship that they're not telling you because it's not on their mind. They're just enjoying the good parts, but then something annoys them and they go to you and complain about it. But I would hope they wouldn't move in with this person if it was all bad.
Mm-hmm. What if it keeps happening consistently, though?
What's that?
Wait, what?
What if it keeps happening consistently? Like it's a similar theme in the issue.
But that's also, unfortunately, that happens in relationships. And sometimes there are consistent, like, well, this is it. Here we are again. But if it's like horrible, well, then maybe this person needs to be removed.
Can you share specifics or no? No is okay.
I don't want to share specifics.
Fair. I think Sashir is right. When things repeatedly come up, it's like, that's just like a couple thing from what I hear. And
okay, great. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So I was introduced to your podcast today by my friend Renee, and that's the only friend part about the question. But in the podcast, it was at the point of your show, Nicole, where you talk about like the very weird messages you get from people, and it was the one where the guy like wanted to like stuff you with Froyo, then take you home and let
Is
the
it
Froyo.
You?
Oh, no. No.
And he's like, and I brought the Froyo.
No, so like, while I wouldn't do the Froyo thing myself, as I was listening to it, I was just like, it's not like the worst idea. So my
yes, that's the worst idea, to take me to TCBY, put me upside down and fill me up.
Wait, did you try?
No, I mean, so like yeast infection aside, like, I don't know, maybe, but so that's besides the point. What I was gonna ask was like,
yeast infection aside, that's a doctor's visit.
I mean, that's what you get with a man who has like, you know, insurance. But the real question is, have you ever like heard one of those like messages and thought to yourself like, that's actually a great idea?
No, because people literally want to fill me with clam chowder
or like put me on a table and fuck me while Guy Fieri watches, or like no one has ever said anything like romantic.
Well, like,
everyone's like, I'm gonna flip you upside down and fucking stuff you with hot dogs and let Sashir be upset that she can't eat them. Like, they're all so fucked up.
I don't want to be involved in this.
Yeah. Huh?
I don't want to be involved with this.
Yeah, I know, you don't. You'd be so mad to watch me get stuffed with hot dogs in my pussy.
What a waste.
So what's your idea of romantic?
Are you hitting on me? Yes?
Is it working?
Well, I'll say this. This is cheating. You can't just be like, what's your idea of romantic? And then I tell you, then you do it. You gotta like surprise me.
No, I like saying what I want and getting what
okay.
I want.
Okay, here's what I find romantic. I get home tonight and there's a piece of pink champagne cake on my bed. And we slowly and sensually eat it together. And you let me have the last 6 bites. And then you slam me down on my stomach and fuck me till I die.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's romantic.
I don't know about till you die, but just till one of us falls asleep. Thank you.
Wait, what? I missed it. What did you say?
Oh, I said not till you die, but like till one of us falls asleep. So.
Oh.
All right. Thank
well,
you.
When I say die, I just like want to be cross-eyed and be like, what is my name?
Oh, I mean, that's always intended. So thank you.
What's this year? Would you like me to bring him up here and fuck him?
I didn't say that.
Imagine. People be like, Netflix is a joke.
Oh, also, I can't remember the name of this website. I used to know it, but there was this...
Pornhub.com?
It was a different site. You know how like it used to be like, two girls, one cup? Like, it would just like, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, there was one that was just, like, filling people up with food. And it was, like cereal and milk. Like, they had like... what is it? Feedherfucker.com.
What are you, like a subscriber?
Wait, this is our romantic man.
Yes, that's my boyfriend.
Never mind.
Yeah, I met him on feederfucker.com.
But they would take like a what do you call it? A speculum and like open up an asshole and like pour cereal and milk in there and then someone would eat it out of there.
Honestly, shut up. That's funny.
It is funny.
That's really funny. Someone brainstormed that.
Yeah.
Someone's so upset she's leaving. She's like, I can't have enough.
It's like, no.
You will not open me up and eat fucking charms out of my fucking butt. But it's funny. They came up with it and then executed it and got someone to agree to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, if your butt was opened up, what cereal would you want to eat?
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's, oh, okay, like the Reese's Puff cereal?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Because I, at first, was going to do Honey Bunches of Oats, but I think the jagged edges would really cut me up.
Ooh.
Hey, what's going on?
Definitely want to follow that. I have a question for my partner because she was too shy to come up and ask.
Oh, okay.
The question is, she wants someone to shit talk about her partner with. How does she make a best friend as an adult?
Wow.
Your partner told you this?
Yeah, she just told me
that.
They're
like, go ask.
Wow. Gotta say, either very healthy or not at all. It's one or the other. I'm gonna say healthy. I like it. That's a good question. Well, see, now I need to know what your partner's into. What is your partner like?
Snakes and anime.
Snakes and anime. I feel like you could find someone on the internet who's into anime. And then maybe, like, find a snake class?
Maybe. I have no idea.
My follow-up to that was, like, what is a snake class?
Like, how to care for them?
Yeah. A petting zoo? Huh. Mm-hmm. These are very specific. I feel like your partner could find a friend on the internet. What is like an in-person anime thing?
Conventions?
Oh, send your partner to Comic-Con and don't let them come back until they have a friend.
Okay. Got it.
Was that the question?
I don't know.
Wait.
It was, how does her partner, or how does their partner
Well, the question
find...
is, how do you make a best friend? Because you can make a friend anywhere.
Yeah.
How do you make a best friend?
Well, I mean, I locked eyes with Sashir and I said, she will be mine. And then I did it. So your partner, yeah, maybe your partner needs to manifest somebody.
Yeah, and it's possible your partner already knows their best friend, but they don't know it yet. Because we knew each other, and we were already performing together for a while, but we didn't become best friends until like a certain phone call, honestly. And we realized we had more to talk about other than comedy and improv. Mm-hmm. So I think once you get past the surface stuff and you start realizing, oh, I like you, then that's when the best friendship can possibly happen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there might be a person that's already in this person's life that they get along with, but maybe they can just like ask them to hang outside of work or outside of a convention or wherever they're going to have fun. Yeah, try that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Hi, how are you guys? How are you doing?
These pants are great. Where are they from?
Fashion Nova.
Fashion Nova?
Okay.
They're great. I like them.
Y'all use the word tandem sex?
Yes. Yes.
It's actually one after another.
What is that? What do you mean?
Like the word tandem.
The word tandem means one after another?
Yes, I think.
But what about tandem? What about tandem bike? Is that just like connected?
No, one is after the other.
I guess I thought it was like they're riding the bike together at the same time.
I am humiliated. Which is a word I know how to say correctly because in a voiceover I said humiliated. And they were like, what are you saying? I can't, my world is done.
Are we sure?
Rocked. Yeah, Kimmy, we're gonna disprove you.
With two or more horse, what?
She's right. Having
one
two
in front
things
of the other.
Arranged, one in front of the other.
Oh, so if we were tandem fucking, I would be fucking someone in front of you fucking someone. So it would be a foursome.
Okay, it's either a foursome or one of us started the fuck first.
And then I left and then, then you came in?
No, like you get to your hotel room first if you start fucking. And then I get to my hotel room a little bit after and start fucking after. So one is happening after the other. Listen, I'm really just trying to make this work for myself. I'm honestly devastated. I have been using tandem incorrectly for 47 years. What's your name?
And why are you doing this to us?
I just did it. I was about to let you know. So.
What is your name?
Danielle.
Danielle, you have ruined our lives. I'm like really shook. I don't think I know what very many words are.
It's okay. Now we know.
Thanks, Danielle.
I did have a question.
So when she's so sad. I'll get over it. I forget shit all the time. I'll just remember you, Danielle. Okay, do you have a question or do you just want to correct me?
No. I had a question too. So, do y'all have any advice on like how to keep a guy in the friend zone that you're having sex with? Like,
how to keep them in the friend zone.
Wow, yeah. What a fuck, Danielle! Came here to make me feel bad! Danielle got in her car and she said, I'm gonna make this bitch cry tonight. Danielle! Parked her car, walked in the theater, and she said, I'm fucking ready. Wow, Danielle. You get fucked so hard.
Okay, so... has this person been trying to fuck you?
They've been fucking.
No, they didn't.
Wait, oh, you already fucked?
Yes, and she's trying to friend zone him. She's like, your dick is good, but not good enough to betroth me.
Oh, I thought they were trying to fuck, but you
no,
were just like...
No, Danielle's very lucky.
I see.
Very lucky.
Have you guys had conversations? Like, what do you know what this person's goal is? Or are they just, like, down for the hang?
They're down, but then, like, repeating, having sex over and over again, I guess they develop feelings and they want a relationship, but, like, you already made it clear that you don't want to be, so I don't know how.
Wait, sorry, he says, or they say they want to be in a relationship with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they can't, I'm sorry, it's too late.
You can't do it?
Yeah, this should have happened earlier.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, they caught feelings.
Yeah.
Well, what if they don't say it?
If they haven't said they want to be in a relationship with you,
mm-hmm.
What is the truth?
Yeah, you can't be like,
Danielle,
what if?
Did it?
Y'all made it about me. It was a gentleman. But
Danielle, did this person say they want to be in a relationship with you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Danielle, that's the issue at hand.
Yeah.
Not what if? No, okay, so Danielle, you got to be honest with this person. And you got to say that dick is great. I love it. You dick me down so good. But, like, I'm truly not looking for a relationship. And if you can't handle that, we have to stop having sex because it's not kind.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
And you're tall. You're pretty. You'll find somebody else. And you'll ruin their life by telling them definitions of things.
Thank you, guys.
Wow, Danielle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. If you could pick the theme song of each other, what would you pick?
Oh, so it's like a song that exists in the world already?
Sure.
Oh. A song that exists in the world.
But for the other.
So sure.
I mean, the first thing that came to my mind is the Muppet Baby theme song. Muppet Baby. You're
I've never heard that.
Really?
No.
Do you know the show?
No.
It's the Muppets, but they're babies. It's a cartoon.
Okay.
And then, yeah, they were in daycare. I can't remember what they were doing, but they were just like little toddlers running around having adventures.
Okay. My theme song for you is Family Matters.
Ooh. What are the words? There's a rare condition this day and age. Read any good books in the newspaper things. They're designed some evil things in the heart to find. Well, there's another back to this digital world.
That's it. Thank you guys so
Thank
much
for coming
out to sunny downtown Los Angeles at the Regent Theater, part of the Netflix is a Joke marathon. That's Sasheer.
That's Nicole.
Yes.
That's Kimmy on the keys.
Jordan fucked up. No, I'm kidding. I love you, Jordan. Thank you guys so much. Okay,
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Jason Mantzoukas, wishing Scott and everybody else of all stars and stripes a happy 15th anniversary, Comedy Bang Bang. You goddamn did it. Eat shit. Hang on, man. Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy Bang Bang.